Alsland, he was in there trying to keep it and get an opportunity, but the puck gets sent out. Neutral ice again. Diamond has it. Atkins bounces off his stick, and puck is sent back to neutral ice. Atkins, he has it on the near side, carries it in, gets pushed from behind, and there is going to be a penalty as Rapids is going on the skater advantage as there's a collision behind the goal there for the Express. Player fell down, and he's getting up a little slow. Probably got the wind knocked out of him. Hopefully it's just that.
He's clutching his stomach. I imagine it is the wind. Just got knocked out of him.
So we got a cross check coming up. Power play opportunity for the River Kings as we have Otis Burge. He's going in the box. That penalty coming up at 3.
So important for the River Kings to get something going. Maybe not a goal, but they really need to build some pressure, get something going.
So 3:34, time of the penalty. So this is a big opportunity for Rapids because they've got that, they've got an opportunity as they're having a hard time getting that puck out into the zone as there is a whistle as the teams are halted in play. As 15:59 left to go in the second period, 1:33 left to go on the skater advantage for the River Kings as a puck will be dropped in neutral ice with the puck being dropped there. Denti comes away with it, controlled by the River Kings, as there's an aggressive forecheck being played here as Denti comes back away far corner as the Express are not wanting to let the River Kings really get a possession of this puck with the skater advantage, as they have seen what Rapids can do with their offensive numbers. Whitehead with it, pass along the far side. Back to Whitehead at the top. Whitehead skates to his right, stops, bounce pass off the boards. Back behind the cage as it's being bounced around. There's going to be a race for it. Rapids tries to hold the zone, and they do. Allstrand with it. Obstfelder. Allstrand with it. Puck is still loose, bouncing around. It's no one really with possession. Rapids has it. Centering pass, opportunity, doorstep. Block, big block there by Freshwater. Rapids has another opportunity. Schweitzer, he sends it back out. And there's a shot by Allstrand just inside the blue line. And it is eaten up by Freshwater as we get a stoppage. 15:03 left to go in the second period. 36 seconds to go on the skater advantage. Rapids is creating opportunities, but Freshwater's a heck of a goalie.
Yeah, he's been playing well. Allstrand was just looking for a floater there, trying to get something on it. Just nothing going, and Freshwater gobbles it up.
We'll see how Rapids recovers. Face off to the glove side of Freshwater, and a shot, and it bounces off into the corner. But it's cleared the zone and sent the length of the ice by the Express as Pod Gurney makes a stop and Rapids needs to reset. Tudich comes away with it. Out to center ice. Rapids still holds possession as they look to break into the zone. Breisland has it on the near side as he races down. Gets it below the goal line. Tied up in the corner. Breisland's there. The puck is loose. It looks like Browning's going to get to it first as he sends it deep. Gets behind, and now it's a race for the puck as there's a sharp angle shot taken by the Express. Wide of the mark as Rapids, they're playing back on their heels. The Express get it just at the circles as the penalty and power play expire, and we're back to 5-on-5 play. Liebold, he takes a shot from just outside the circle. That big bounce, rebound, no one home in the slot. As now there's a little pushing and shoving. Bulldog, he's in there with that as Spurge. Cooler heads prevail as they will get a stoppage of play. 14:10 left to go in this second period. 3-0 lead for the Express over the River Kings as both teams change it up, and we'll be having a face-off to the glove side of Pod Gurney.
Yeah, unfortunately, nothing materializes on the power play.
They had opportunities, though.
Yeah, they did. It's just like nothing on the score sheet.
It's kind of like that first game against the Express. I mean, how many shots do you take, and they just don't fall till late.
Yeah.
We'll see how that transpires. It's two different teams out here this week as face-off is controlled by Rapids, but they're having a hard time breaking out of the zone. That forecheck of the Express is very aggressive, and they're doing a very good job keeping Rapids a little off-kilter on the offense side of things. Rapids, they do push the puck up into the northwest zone. Stopped Ilan, he stops, drops it back down. Garcia shot from the point. Oh, just skitters wide of the net. Rapids still on the attack. Raffert, He had an opportunity there. McNeish, he keeps it into the zone. It does get bounced out center ice. Raffert with it. Sends it up. Elon with it. McNeish. McNeish on the far side. He's coming up. Centering attempt there. Puck is loose. In the crease. Still loose. And it's sent wide. Good job by Freshwater as he's keeping Rapids out of the net. Elon with it. Shot. Gets tied up in there by the defense. The Express come away with it. Express on the move. Sent down deep. In on Pogurney, who stops it. And he chips it up into neutral ice. Good quick reflexes on that for the young man. As the Express, they're trying to chip the puck down low and apply pressure. Obstfelder, he's in there with Raffert and Garcia.
Nice reverse.
Nice, yeah, very nice reverse. He looked like Raffert was going to get hit. He reversed that as the Express player. He gets knocked down on his backside. It's Allstrand. He's coming up with a rush. And there is a stoppage of play. I believe that was an offsides call. And we'll have a faceoff coming up here in a minute. 12:43 left to go in the second period. 3-0 lead for the Express, but Rapids is starting to apply the pressure. 18 to 15 shot advantage. They just got to get something to fall through.
I really like that shift from the Hastoy McNeish line, and they're really getting it deep, trying to work it, and really getting something going.
As looks like Obstfelder, he's in the faceoff, and Rapids controls it, sends back into the Rapids zone. Pogurney, he plays it. Whitehead has it. The near side, sent back along the boards. Sent up and into the netting out of play. We got another stoppage. 12:32 left to go in the second period. As if you get a chance in Wisconsin Rapids and you got nothing to do, come on down to Southfield County Recreation Center and watch some good old hockey. You won't be disappointed. These are always fun games, win, lose, or draw. But, of course, we always want to see them win in Wisconsin Rapids because that faceoff was won by the River Kings. Sent up to center ice. Bright, looks like on the far side. Felder's in there along with Allstrand. Contact on the near side. No penalty called. Rapids wanted one as Bulldog. Sends the puck back down. Raffert's in there. Puck is still loose. Sent up. Allstrand with it on the near side. Allstrand with Obstfelder. Sends it up ahead. Those two are in the zone first right away. Schweitzer's in there as well. A little bit of a scrum behind the goal as Rapids comes away with it. Bounce pass along the boards, but not enough on it as Express get there along the far side. Neutral ice. Centering pass. As there's a shot. Wrister taken high slot. Turned away by Pogurney. Rapids up with it. Sent up net neutral ice. Express, they're trying to settle down with it. Puck is sent down deep as there's a couple players looking to change for the Express. Centering attempt from behind the net was attempted by the Express. No one home, but they do send it back around as they try to tic-tac-toe it up the boards for a closer opportunity. Puck is now sitting behind the Rapids goal. Rapids trying to clear zone, and they do. Express, send it back down. No real strong possessions for the last little bit for both teams. Winkler's in there. He intercepts it. Sends it back down. Rapids having a hard time getting out of their own zone. 11 minutes to go in the second period. Puck is sent up to neutral ice. Denti, chip pass back to Denti. Tudich is in there as well. Tudich with it. Stops, pulls up at the top of the circle. He stops, centers it. Intercepted there by the defense. And that's sent out to center ice. Beauchamp with it. Skates backwards. Sends it up center ice yet again. Express are doing a good job of disrupting anything Rapids is trying to do in offense. A centering attempt, no one home. Aguilera was intended for the Express as Rapids defense is trying to get it cleared, and there is a penalty called as there will be a hook called up. And I believe that will be on, as I'm trying to get the number.
I think it was Beauchamp.
It was Beauchamp, okay. Yeah, that was, I could see the hook. I wasn't sure of which number it was. It's, you know, with that camouflage, it blends in really well, man. Yeah. And that's not a joke. He's got 9:29 hook for Beauchamp.
It's the exact kind of penalty you really don't want to be taking right now. You really want to keep those even numbers and really try push. This just puts you on the back feet.
Well, this is another opportunity for the Express. They won the faceoff. That was to the glove side of Pogurney. Shot from the high slot just inside the blue line, and it gets blocked by the blocker up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play. 10:24 left to go in the second period. We're almost at exact halftime of the game with 1:53 left to go in the skater advantage for the Express. They come away with that faceoff as well. Back behind the net, sent all the way around to Underhill, who was inside the blue line. Puck stopped, sent back to Underhill. Corcoran with it. He tries to cross it, and it is sent around, and the puck is stopped by Podgurny, and the net gets knocked off. We get a stoppage play, 10:08 left to go. 3-0 lead for the Express over the River Kings. 1:36 left to go in the skater advantage for the Northwest. Yeah, Northwest Express located in Spooner. So if you wanted to, I guess you could call them Spooner, but officially the Northwest Express.
Yeah, it was interesting the first time we went there. I thought we'd be going to somewhere with a name like Northwest, but it turns out we were in Spooner.
Yeah, it's a nice little town. Been there a couple times. It's hopefully Rapids can return a little bit of a favor here as the Express got the better of them earlier in the year, 6-4, as Express win another faceoff as they struggle to keep the puck in the zone. They do not, so they've got to regroup at center ice. 9:43 left to go in this second period. Corcoran with it. Centering pass way across the way. That was intended for Jaden Aguilera. Sends it back to the point. Corcoran with it. Good job on the defense by Tunich. He blocks it, sends it out to center ice. 55 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. A little bit of a change of lines. Diamond comes in for the River Kings. Aguilera with it, just inside the blue line. Drop pass, looking for an opening. Rapids defense is there. McNeish, there's possible 1-1 opportunity. He takes the far side, and inside drop pass to Diamond. Diamond, he has it, looking for somewhere to go. Redirect right in front of the net, just wide. As Rapids, they're trying to get back in there, and there's a delayed penalty being called. As there was going to be a tripping call coming up, I believe, against the Express.
Yeah, this is the kind of break the River Kings need. Get on the power play, get some numbers, try and bury one.
And that is coming up on Wolf. As he goes in for a trip at 10:58, if a 3-0 lead for the Express, as there will be 4-on-4 hockey for 31 seconds. So we'll see how things end up here. And then the River Kings will have a power play opportunity for a minute 29 as we got the drop of the puck to the blocker side of Freshwater. Spelder has the puck, sends in, redirected into the corner harmlessly. And the Express come away with it, chipped up ahead. As Birch, he sends it deep. Podgurny stops it, leaves it for Bryceland, who comes away with it. Puck is stopped there. One-on-one opportunity. Shot way wide on the mark there. Shot was taken by Birch. As Rapids, they're on the attack. And Schweitzer got behind the defense. Shot, big save by Freshwater, 1-on-0. Big save by Freshwater. Yeah. He's puck looks like a beach ball to him so far this game.
Really important save.
Very big save. You're absolutely right. As Allstrand, he takes a shot, and it's gobbled up again by Freshwater. And now there's stoppage of play, and there's all pushing and shoving going on. These teams are getting really into it, as I think there's going to be a penalty called. I'm not sure which one. I think it might be on it's either matching or it's going to be against the Express, as it is against the Express. Number 11, that's Preston Winkler.
Yeah, Priceland just soaks a huge cross-check to the face.
Yeah,
I imagine he thought he was too close to his goalie and he wanted to protect him.
And I understand that, yeah. but that's an easy one to call when you get him like that. 11, that'd be at 11, 45, 46. So Rapids has a 5-on-3 opportunity for a minute 12. And now this is the opportunity. You got to make some hay here, right?
You really need something.
Well,
this could be a turning point.
Big 5-on-3 with 8:14 left to go in the second period. 3-0 lead for the Express. Rapids has to get something here. Bryceland with it. Back on over. Bryceland with it. Bryceland shot. Tried to get a redirect. No one was there. Allstrand with it. Obstfelder. Bryceland has it just inside the circle. Down low. Trying to get a tic-tac-toe going. No one home. Bryceland still holds his own. 50 seconds left on the 5-on-3. Shot way high of the mark. Round the boards. Allstrand has it. Back over to Bryceland. Allstrand. Shot from the circle. Off the post. Bryceland, he still has it on the near side circle. Down low. Redirect. Down low. And it's kicked out of the zone. Big saves. Big stops there by the Express as Rapids regroups. 28 seconds on the 5-on-3. Bryslin, he gets ridden off the puck. Obstfelder, he has it, breaks his own. Stops, bounces off of Underhill in front. He gets his own rebound. Back out to Bryslin. Sent down low. Allstrand. Allstrand, he's waiting to get it back. He gets it back. Top of the circle. Bryslin's at the circle. Shot. Bounces wide. Defense is doing a good job for the Express. Rapids with it. Sent back down. Bryslin. Cross ice pass. Bounces off the defense. And there's just a 5-on-4 power play as the Express, they miss. They kill off that 5-on-3. Puck is loose. And it's covered up by Freshwater. He is playing outstanding tonight for the Express, and you can see some frustration starting to seep in on the faces of the River Kings.
Yeah, it was a really good sequence by the River Kings, really making the most of that 5-on-3 and pushing them back. That's what you really have to do, push them back into the goalie so you have all that space. But just Freshwater just really soaking that pressure for the Northwest, and a lot of blocks there as well, which really contributed.
Freshwater's extra salty out there tonight for the Express as he's not allowing the River Kings any room. 33 seconds left on the skater advantage. Rapids does win that faceoff, but now they're having a hard time retaining the zone. Tudich with the puck, but it's still loose. Fischel trying to get out of the way. Poor guy is. Rapids still keeps the puck down low. McNish has it, and it's picked up by the Express as they clear the zone. 6:30 left to go in the second period. 3-0 lead for the Express over Rapids. 12 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. Rapids gets the puck picked out of their pocket, and it's held down there. That's being held down by Otis Burge. River Kings trying to break it loose, and they can't as it's stuck down there, and it's a 5-on-3. The 4-on-5 is expired, and we're back to even hockey with 6:06 left to go in the second period. The Express leading 3-0. Bryslin, he tries to get a breakout. Puck is stopped and picked back up, sent back down to the Rapids defensive zone. Puck is sent up, neutral ice. Express come away with it. They break back into the zone. Browning with it. Thinking about a drop pass or coming back forward. He tries to get centering, and he loses possession of the puck. The puck bounces around. Bryslin, he kicks it out to neutral ice as Burkhart, or the Express, stops it, and the Express are back on the attack. Liebold, he tries to chip it up ahead. Not there. Atkins chips it up. Cooper with it. Cooper fighting for it. Puck is stopped. Atkins with it. Atkins goes around the right side, stops, gets behind the goal line, behind the goal, looking to try to hit Bryslin. Drop pass back for the Express. Chipped it up, picked, intercepted, stopped by the hand of Bryslin. Point-blank shot turned wide by the defense. Puck is stepped low by Beauchamp. Beauchamp, he's playing a little bit of defense now as the puck gets behind everybody. Scoots down the length of the ice. No icing, however, as Aguilera gets in there again. Rapids trying to pick up the attack. It's a little flat here. They're having all these opportunities, but Freshwater is definitely living up to his billing and his statistics tonight. 4:50 left to go in this second period. Puck sent down near corner. Whitehead with it. Tries to hit it up to Beauchamp. Puck sent up, and that's looking to be an icing call. 4:34 left to go in the second period. 3-0 lead for the Express over the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, as there's a little bit of talk going on down there, so we'll see. Hopefully the cooler heads prevail tonight, but getting a little heated.
Yeah.
A little bit of talking tonight.
There's definitely some frustration seeping in for the River Kings with Freshwater playing so well. He's got to find a way to bear down and really change the tide of the game.
Yeah, you get a couple ones, whether it's a power play or what. It's an opportunity, and that last goal, when it bounced in off your own stick, that's kind of a kick in the teeth, but you got to respond for it, because every game is how you respond. And we're waiting to see how the River Kings do. And they have responded well as the puck goes down into the Express zone. Picked up by Underhill. Sent out. That is stopped by Beauchamp. Beauchamp can't quite get connect on his pass. It's sent down into the Rapids zone. Whitehead with it. Stopped. Kept in by Underhill. Sent back down. Back behind the goal. Pod Gurney stops it. Whitehead with it. Whitehead spins. It's ridden off the puck, and that's covered by Pod Gurney. And we've got 3:52 left to go in the second period. 3-0 lead for the Express, but Rapids holding a 23-19 shot advantage.
Yeah, there's just that flat area of that second period. There's not real energy. We really need to find something quick.
Kojima coming in there to face off for the Express. As we're getting some, a little bit of who wants to be in there at the moment. He gets sent out. So Rapids does win that faceoff. Upsfelder sends it over to Osland. Centering pass, no one home. Rapids still with the opportunity. Is Chevier Alexander. He takes a shot from the point. No, it was wide of the mark. Rapids recovers the rebound, looking to try to center it. Baluk, he takes a shot. Not much on it, but it crossed up freshwater. And still wide of the mark as the Express send it the length of the ice for an icing. 3:22 left to go in the second period with an Express 3-0 lead.
Yeah, you just need a crazy bounce like that, like a bounce off a shin pad, a bounce off a stick, a bounce off a skate, and something to really change the tide of the game.
I mean, that was a good job because they absolutely crossed up freshwater.
Absolutely.
He wasn't sure what he committed to his left, and that was going right in a hurry.
It was like fluttering over him almost.
Unfortunately, didn't hit the back of the goal there for the River Kings. It's shot by Chevier Alexander. It's stopped by the defense out in front. Chevier Alexander does stop the rush by the Express, and as they fight over it, it being the puck at center ice. Chevier Alexander crosses in, lob shot in, and that is simply gloved underhand style by Freshwater. We got a stoppage. 3:03 left to go in the second period. 3-0 lead by the Express.
Just like I said with the end of the first, they really need to start building something. Start building some momentum into that break. And try to get something to be happy about or proud about going into this period.
Now we got a face-off to the blocker side of Freshwater. Opsfelder is in there. I believe it was Immel. As up. Lundbohm comes into the zone for the Express. Puck is still loose. Birch is in there. Browning offering in that as well. Garcia playing at the corner. We've got a penalty called. And it looks like a trip is being called against Wisconsin Rapids. A little bit of an argument there as it looks like Hunter Raffert going to the box for the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings.
Yeah, they really got to stop taking these penalties. It's tough just in the heat of the moment. Something happens, a ref picks it up. But in order to get back in this game, they need something. And it's not going to help being on the back foot.
Right. I mean, you can score 3 goals in a period, but gosh, that's getting tough to do.
Yeah.
As Rapids is yet again on the power play kill, the penalty kill. Diamond, he's got a rush. He stops firing just wide of the mark. That was about as good as you can get it. No one there in the slot, and it just goes wide of the mark. The Express recover as they push the puck up into neutral ice. As Cochran has it, Wolf dropping down in case he wants to pass back. Wolf has it now, sends it around the boards to Aguilera. If he wants to go over to Underhill center, an attempt is stopped by Rapids. Puck is still bouncing around. Aguilera has it, Jaden Aguilera, one of the leading scorers for the Express. And around it goes. Wolf, high slot, try to center it, and that stopped. Rapids has an opportunity here, but Liebold, he gets there first, stopping that rush attempt because Rapids had a 2-on-0 possibility. Lundbohm, he gets knocked off the puck. Good shoulder check there. Rapids is tying it up in the corner. And there's another delayed penalty, or there's a penalty called, and that's going to be a cross check against the Express.
Raps have been doing a good job of evening these penalties and getting a coincidental one on
Lundbohm.
Express. I think it's just mutual frustration between the teams here.
So 18-17 time of the penalty. So we're going to be playing 4-on-4 for the next minute 42. So we will see Rapids possibly start the third period on a power play. But we'll see how this next 1:42 goes, of course. There will be a face-off to the blocker side of Freshwater. As Opsfelder has said, get the heck out of here, as Tudich comes in for him. There's a faceoff. It is won by Wisconsin Rapids. Bulldog, he tries to get in there. Not going to happen. Express come away with it. Browning back behind the net. Liebold sends a clear cross ice. And into the zone come the Express. Gets behind the defense. The puck is shot sharp angled. And Express player just laying in the crease, not getting out of the way. And now puck comes away, and here's the opportunity for the River Kings. They chipped it up ahead. And it's an opportunity that they would like to have had back as player fell down. I believe that was Hallstrand fell down. Leopoldi takes a shot that's deflected, and that shot's another shot, sharp angled, turned away. The puck net appears to be off the moorings. Rapids into the zone. Pass left there. Shot, centering attempt, turned away by the defense. This game's getting physical. And puck is sent the length of the ice. Rapids on the power play for the next 44 seconds and 1 minute of the game, technically, or the period. There's Rapids on the attack, looking to make one last push. 30 seconds. Hallstrand gets a puck up ahead, played by Freshwater. Sent along the boards, knowing no one was there for Rapids. Rapids got to hurry, get back up on defense. Browning on the attack, gets into the zone, stops, just trying to eat up time. And the puck sent back down. Dente with it, 19 seconds to go. Sent up to Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets into the zone, looking for a pass. Breaks around the defense, tries to bring himself into there. Knocked down, slides through the crease. Puck is whistled dead. This is said, got up into the netting. 8.8 seconds left to go in the second period. 26 seconds to go in the skater advantage for Rapids. But down 3-0 on the scoreboard to the Express.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity there. Schweitzer was taken down. Unfortunately, no call, but...
That was a close one.
Yeah,
I could have seen a trip. I could have even seen a possible penalty shot coming on that, because he was just a second away from taking a swipe at that. So either way, faceoff, it is won by Rapids. Slapper from the slot, wide of the mark. There was another opportunity by Whitehead. Rapids cannot come away with it, and there's your horn. End of the second period. Officials get in there to make sure no funny business goes on. And we've got a 3-0 lead after two periods of play. Quick do a little math here. As 10-10, 14-13. All right, so after I just did my math, really messy period in terms of penalties. 7 penalties between the two teams in that period, with 1, 2, 3 coming for Wisconsin Rapids. So they have the advantage of that, just 3 penalties compared to the 4 by the Express, but they can't quite crack the code of Ryland Freshwater. That one goal came right again, minute 30 into the game, or into the period, and that was Dylan Wolf with his second with that assist. That assist came from Connor Corcoran. And that was another power play opportunity, the second power play goal of the game for the Express, as they are holding a 3-0 lead through two periods. Ryland Freshwater, he has made 21 saves in the game. And then we have Pod Gurney, who has made 22 saves in the contest. So with that, we're going to take a step out, get a new sheet of ice, play a couple games here, and we will be back here on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Flow Hockey, and 105.5 WIRI.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low near 30 tonight. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, couple of showers around in the afternoon, and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Even with the sun back Monday, it only warms to 50. Currently it's 37.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
We were small town men. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, "Love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you. Hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby." When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 100 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss you, mean it, girl, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I want it, need it, love you, miss you, mean it, baby. Years went by, pages got turned, but I never did forget about her. Late one night, out of the blue, my phone lit up and my heart. She said, "I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. And these things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you peek it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day.
Just came on, come on. be so wrong if we didn't dance one more song. Show off those jeans you painted on, on. Yeah, on, on. Those jeans you painted on, on, on.
Wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more, boys. That's what I'm here for.
Football, a few cold ones, and those gorgeous fall colors. And don't forget, 105.5 WIRI.
Sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying. Saying have a good time, out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. Can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe. From the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
They're about as equal as their issues putting the puck in the net, as they have a 25-21 shot advantage, as I said, as we look to begin play here momentarily. Again, my name is Mike Comer, bringing the action. Our good buddy, Rory McKibben, one of the members of this River Kings squad. What do you got to do last 20 minutes? I mean, you got to score three goals at a minimum.
You got to pull the rabbit out of the hat. You really need a magic trick or two early to really excite the players, because the energy's been lacking, really, and really got to change the way this game's been played.
Well, speaking of changing the way this game's played, it's now's your last opportunity as the puck is dropped and controlled by the Express. I can imagine the Express, as they send the puck in, bounced off of Todd Gurney. I can imagine that the Express, okay, if we got a chance to score, we're going to take it. But our big thing is to keep Rapids out of the net, especially three times as Rapids gets into the zone. The penalty is over, back on 5-on-5 hockey as the puck stuck to the ice a little bit, still just a little bit wet after the Zamboni work, as the Express send the puck down the length of the ice for an icing as we get our first stoppage of the period. 19:29 left to go in the game. Regulation, I should say. Because we could play extra hockey, right?
Hopefully we do. And
at this point, I'd love to play extra hockey.
Yeah, Express will definitely feel good for their 3-0 lead. And it's hard to say they haven't deserved it so far.
Ryland Freshwater has been standing on his head, stopping all 25 opportunities. And a lot of those were point blank. And all of a sudden, he's found the puck in his belly and in his glove and bouncing off a post for one. So he's had a heck of a night there between the pipes for the Express. As Rapids, they control the puck on that faceoff to the glove side of Freshwater. Shot, bounce off the leg pad, loose. It's bouncing around, and it's covered there by Freshwater as we get a stoppage. And I believe the net did not slide off. I thought that's what the referee motioned, excuse me. But big stops there as the pads of Freshwater didn't really want to move. He was stuck there as that ice is not totally frozen yet. But either way, he made the stop as got 19:08 left to go in this regulation. Express up 3-0 over the River Kings. Got another face-off this time to the glove side of Freshwater. Controlled by the Express. Rapids just get it at neutral ice. Puck sent back down. Burkhard of the Express giving chase. Sent up to Liebold. Puck being fought on the corner there. Aguilera nosing in. Puck sent back down low behind the goal line. Rapids, Schweitzer comes up. Tries to lock it back in there. Beauchamp, he comes up with it. He skates back out to the point. Stops, drop pass back down to Allstrand. Puck slides through the crease, or through the slot, no one home. Schweitzer, he swipes it back into the zone. Big pop-up pass by Whitehead, receives it. Beauchamp up there giving chase, collision on the far boards. Puck bouncing right at the blue line. Rapids and another skater, Aguilera, getting tied up with it. Rapids comes away with it. Rapids skates into the zone, sent down low. Puck sent back the other way. Puck intercepted there on the far side as the Express come away with it, working up, pass up off the boards. Skidas, he has it knocked away. Tudich coming up, pass up along the boards. Puck getting back in behind the Express, but they regain possession, and Rapids does. They're standing there. Cooper was in the way. Cooper sends it out to Tudich, back up against the boards. Rapids trying to create some opening to get some offensive firepower going. But with that ice still being a little wet out there, that is slow going as we are 17.5 minutes left in regulation. Again, the Northwest Express holding 3-0 lead over the River Kings, despite the River Kings holding a 27-21 shot advantage. Neutral ice now. The Express send it in on net. Pod Gurney stops with the paddle of a stick and turns it away. Tudich giving check. Tudich gets it into the zone. And there's a couple players tied up down there. Tudich, he's tied up down there. He can't get to it. Drops the stick, gets back to it. And I could see a call either way on that, but I think they're letting them play on as we have 17 minutes left to go. Rapids with it. Gets into the zone. On the other side, that was Denti. As Rapids trying to keep it in, and they cannot. Whitehead with it. Get pass back down. Trying to get something going. Bryceland has it. Chip pass up. Denti, he gets pushed off the puck. The Express clear the zone yet again. Playing solid defense, and a big hit right in front of the Express bench.
Just puck something is, to get the energy up.
Yeah, you got to do something as Diamond has the puck right at mid-ice. No one home on a circling pass. Whitehead, he can't come up with it. As we to Williams, he sends it back down, and that will be an icing. Good stoppage of play. 16-19 left to go in regulation. Rapids trailing 3-0 to the Express with a 27-22 shot advantage in the game. It's just frustrating. You get that many shots in, but nothing goes in the net. Whereas a couple of those shots, that one goal especially where it bounced off the pads of Pod Gurney and into the net. That was a luck one. I mean, what can you do? But the Express have made the most of their chances with two power play goals.
Yeah, it's almost like the puck luck has been the difference so far.
Yeah, it definitely has. The Express, they hold the zone. They win the faceoff that was to the glove side of Pod Gurney. And now they are trying to eat up clock but still generate opportunities as Bryceland gets a loose puck. Bumps it up ahead. Collision. Atkins there with Diamond. 2-3 is attack there as Rapids gets bumped off the puck. That was Atkins who could not hold on to it. Williams stops it. Stops the blue line. Pass up to Atkins who can't come up with it. Puck sent back down deep by the Express. Pod Gurney plays it. Stops it in back of the cage. Pass around the boards. Bryceland has it. Chips it back up. Shot attempt there by the Express, and there's going to be a delayed penalty as there's going to be a cross check coming up, and the Express go back up. They're checking from behind, I believe, was a call. I'd have to double check my what I saw, but it's another penalty coming up against the River Kings.
Yeah, the two River Kings D-men just kind of get caught in that corner, leaving the guy in front, so Whitehead really has to make a sort of desperation play to try and break up that opportunity.
Whitehead on the penalty, and it was a checking from behind. As we got 4:31 at the time of the penalty, we've got another power play for the Express. As Rapids comes away with a face-off to the glove side of Pod Gurney. Send it down. Elon, he comes up with the puck. Takes a shot from the circle. Wide of the mark. Bounces off the boards, and they're still giving chase. Back on the tack now is Aguilera for the Express. Gets it into the zone. Underhill, he can't come up with it. Shot from the slot, turned away. Rapids Bulldog, he had it. Now it bounced back ahead. Obstfelder, he tries to clear it out. Back over to Bulldog. Sent up ahead. Out of the zone, Rapids can get a line change. As Cochran, he comes up with the puck, stops behind, gets behind the goal, and back on the attack. McNeish giving a little trouble, and Diamond as well, as an errant pass across the ice, still picked up by Birch. Birch, he's trying to get into the zone, and it's still being harassed by the River Kings. They're picking up their forecheck and trying to make the Express make a mistake. 14:30 left to go in the game with a minute left on the skater advantage for the Express. Puck is tied up in the far corner. No one's really getting anything loose there. Express are saying, okay, we'll tie it up, and Rapids saying, okay, we'll tie it up too, but we got to get something moving here as we're running out of time. 14:13 left to go in regulation. A little bit of contact there, but cooler heads prevails. The puck is lifted out of play. A stoppage of play. 14:07 left to go in regulation. 38 seconds left on the skater advantage for the Express. And the Express still have a 3-0 lead over the River Kings.
Yeah, the clock's just bleeding away right now. We really need to get it down in the Express end and really try and get something going.
Puck dropped to the blocker side of Pod Gurney. Rapids comes away with it. Big bounce off the glass, just wide of the Rapids bench and sent down the length of the ice. About 30 seconds left as Diamond, he gets caught up with Freshwater there. That conceivably could have been a call, but they let him play on again. I don't mind them letting teams play as you get a constant stoppage of penalties. It's kind of hard to get into a flow as the Express take a shot from the circle, and it is turned wide. That skitter just wide of the far post. Pod Gurney got enough of it as Rapids sends a puck down the length of the ice. That kills the power play, and Rapids back to 5-on-5 with the Express as the Express hold a 3-0 lead. 13:20 left to go in regulation. That clock is ticking faster and faster, it seems, if you're a River Kings fan. Denti, he spin pass into the zone. Everything was onside. Didn't see anything different from the officiating crew. As the Express, they have the puck, and they are reestablishing possession. Rapids gets it. Raffert, he gets the puck. He skates into the zone. Shot, bounce off the leg pad, still bouncing. Can't cover it up by Freshwater. Just under 13 minutes left to go in regulation. Still 3-0 for the Express. Rory, I mean, I know I've asked you, and I'll ask you again. That clock is ticking.
Yeah,
you got to get something going here.
I mean, this is a good sort of thing. Get an offensive zone face-off, see what you can do from here. But they really, really need to put some emphasis and really act with more urgency.
And we got the drop of the puck, and it's controlled by the Express. Express kind of just passing the puck around, trying to just whittle down that clock just a little bit more. As Rapids sharp angle shot right along the goal line was not a hole for it to slip through. The Express, they are back on it as they bump the puck to neutral ice. Rapids forces it, and puck gets caught in some skates. Tudich with it, sends it back center, and Rapids and the Express really playing a lot of neutral ice hockey. Rapids sends it down deep. 12:30 to go in regulation. Wolf with it on the near side, lifts it out to center ice. They're keeping the puck where Rapids has to keep regrouping. Garcia with it, skates across, shot turned away by Burkhart. Rapids fighting for the puck, back below the goal. Puck is loose. Rapids trying to get a stick on it. They cannot, fighting on the near side boards. Player laying down, trying to get up. Tudich has it. Puck is knocked out to center ice. Wolf kicks it further down. Cannot actually come up with it as there's a nice hit right under us by Raffert as there's a delayed penalty coming up again against the River Kings. And we got our stoppage.
Yeah.
And it is going to be an interference call on Raffert.
That is such a tough goal. And then in a game where you need to stay even and really want to get back in this one, it's such a tough one to take.
7:19 on the time, interference to Raffert, and yet again we've got another power play for the Express. And you know, I trying to stay neutral as I can for our friends here on Flow Hockey, but for our friends here in Wisconsin Rapids at 105.5 WIRI and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, if the Express get another one, it's looking pretty bleak.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
But if you're an Express fan, oh boy, things are looking really bright.
It is looking good if you're an Express fan.
Now face off to the glove side of Podgurney. Express come up with it as they are still being harassed by the River Kings. So River Kings not giving up, really trying to get something going here. Birch, right below us, takes it centering, looking for a good pass. Really just eating up clock, if nothing else. 11:20 left to go in regulation. 1:30 left to go on the skater advantage, and there is a shot way down the ice sent by the River Kings to clear the zone. Then the Express, they've got to regroup, and I don't think they're too concerned about it. Rapids playing a little bit more pressure, keeping two deep, and two playing a little bit of a forecheck going. Sent around. Liebold centering pass, no one home. That could have been a real pretty opportunity for the Express if someone was there. Rapids still fighting to get that puck loose and they even tie it up if they can. Shot from the point, and that is turned away by Podgurney and kicked back out. 1 minute left to go on the skater advantage for the Express. 10:38 left to go in regulation. Express, they lead it 3-0 over these River Kings as they try to regroup and make maybe one or two more push on this skater advantage. Birch has it top of the circles, does a circle himself, spins around, sends the puck around the boards. Stopped there. That was put by Lindbom. Rapids comes away with it. McNeish coming up the near side. Skates to center. Wrister bounce off the blockers. Puck is loose. And he gets back to it. Back behind it. He's getting pushed up against the boards by Cochran.